How you doing, Bill?
Good, John.
After you watch the tape, do you go back over and say, I wish we'd done this, I wish we'd done that? And if so, what are some things after watching the tape you wish y'all had done differently?
Yeah, I mean, every game you coach in, you always have those thoughts, win or lose. You know, you always have those thoughts. You know, I can't go through a list of those right now. You know, I thought that our guys fought very hard. They played hard. In the end, you know, Oakland did a little bit more than we did. And, you know, they came out on the winning end. Give them credit. They did a good job in the fourth quarter. We didn't do as good a job in the fourth quarter. And we just need to, you know, like I said, after the game last night, regroup on Wednesday and move on to San Diego.
So the fullback throw they had when they put Amari Cooper in the backfield, did that cause some miscommunication just as far as who's matching up, who's going to go and mark who on that play?
I mean, I think, you know, with both teams, I think we caused them some communication problems. I think they caused us. You know, I think you got two good offensive staffs, offensive players, groups of players going at each other. And, you know, I think on that play that you're talking about, I think, you know, a couple missed tackles, maybe had a shot to get the guy down on the ground, just didn't make the play. They made the play. I just thought it was a really good football game. Very proud of our guys. I mean, our guys played very hard. It was tough to come out on the losing end. Just like I said, there's a lot to build on from the game. There's a lot of season left, and we're actually, you know, we're really looking forward to Wednesday getting back to work.
Encouraged by Braxton Miller. That seems like, you know, kind of
the
first big play that he's had.
Yeah, I thought Braxton played his best game. I thought he played his best game. He did a lot of things, you know, a lot of things that wouldn't even show up on the stat sheet. Obviously, he had some catches and a touchdown catch. Ran a really nice route on that play. Blocked well in the running game. Did his job very well.
Is there a little extra disappointment in that maybe you feel like you had a good game plan, a lot of the execution was good for this game?
Yeah. I think that, you know, it's tough to say this after a loss, but in many ways we played a really good football game, you know, in all three phases. You know, we made some mistakes, obviously. I took some chances. Some of them worked out. Some of them didn't. But I thought the players, overall in all three phases, there's a lot to build on from the game. And so I think that's important for all of us in here to understand, is that, you know, we've got a lot of season left and a very tough opponent coming up, and there's a lot to build on from this game.
What are the challenges of facing Melvin Gordon?
Oh, flip the switch on me there, Sarah. Melvin's having a great year. He's a downhill runner. He's got the speed to get to the outside. He's got size. You know, I coached against him when I was at Penn State, when he was at Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. He's got size and speed, breaking tackles. He's very comfortable in their system. And so he's a big key to their offense. You know, I think the whole offense runs through Phillip Rivers, who I have a ton of respect for, excellent quarterback. And then I think Melvin Gordon, he's the guy that kind of sets the tone for him with the running game. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Why do you think their receivers were able to pile up so many yards? I mean, their running backs were able to pile up so many yards receiving, and how can you kind of watch out for that in the future?
Yeah, well, I think some of them, the wheel route was a long yardage gain. I mean, there were some missed tackles. Give them credit. They did a good job. They did catch a lot of passes. You know, the receivers we knew coming into the game were a big threat. I thought, you know, we had some missed tackles. But again, you know, running back-wise for them, they've got talented players. Now, on the other side of it, on a positive note, we held them to 30 yards rushing. So in the last three games, we've done a good job against the run. But last night, their running backs did a good job against us in the passing game, no doubt about it.
Now, having had a chance to go back and look at a couple things, like the Hopkins non-touchdown, the third and fourth down runs and their spots, have you any new thoughts on what you think you see there and how those were officiated?
Yeah, no, Wex, I don't have any new thoughts on that. I said what I said after the game. I think it's it's a game where there's a lot of human element in the game. You know, I look at myself first. You know, obviously, what can I do better? Officials do the best they can. The officials are good guys. They try to communicate with us. You know, it's just the nature of the game. And so I'm going to leave it at what I said last night.
Regarding the human element on the fan side of that, with the stuff that was thrown on the field, the laser. I know what you said last night. Is there anything you think could be done differently or how that could be handled?
Yeah, I didn't really know too much about that after the game. I had heard a little bit about it, but, you know, in the whirlwind of the game, you're focused on the game, not on – you don't even – it doesn't even enter your mind that someone would bring a laser into a game and point it at one of your players. So that wasn't something that I was really thinking about after the game. It was said to me briefly. Now, having thought about it a little bit more, you know, I think that's terrible. I don't know what you can do about it. You know, I mean, there was a great atmosphere. The crowd was so into it. It was a really good trip, other than the game, obviously, for us to go there. The crowd was there was a lot of energy in that stadium. I thought it was a great atmosphere. But, you know, not sure what you can do about it. I'm not a security person, but I just think that's terrible that somebody would actually even think about doing that. You know, Lamar got it pointed at him. Obviously, Brock pointed at him. I mean, that's just terrible.
Well, you mentioned the run stop, and in particular, Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
You know, football game he played, and he's doing it all year, but it looked like this was one of his better games. What did you think of his performance?
Yeah, he played very well, Aaron. He had tackles for loss. He was very – if there was, you know, some type of category for you know, I don't know what you would call it, like a disruptive, something like that, or whatever. You know, just he was very disruptive in the game, even when he didn't make a play. And so, you know, he's having a good year for us, and the key for him is, like all of our players at this time of the year, is staying healthy. But I thought he really impacted the game last night.
Bill, I know running and stopping the run are always important, but it seems like every year at this time of year, crunch time, it seems to be more important. Do you agree with that, and if so, why?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think that there's a lot of reasons for that. I think what happens late in the year is if you're really thinking about offenses that you're going against, quarterbacks are starting to get into a rhythm. And so I think it's important for them to be off schedule. And so one of the ways to keep them off schedule, in addition to tight coverage, sacks, those types of things, it's to stop the run, to put them in second and long, third and long. Stopping the run is very important. I think your team on both sides of the ball, whether it's running the football to possess the ball. Last night we possessed the ball for 36 minutes. We didn't win the game, but we did possess the ball for 36 minutes. A lot of that had to do with our running game. I think when you possess the ball late in the year like we've done the last few games, I think that can end up being good for you. So I think in the end your teams can be defined in three ways. It's your coverage units on special teams, and then your ability to stop the run and your ability to run the ball basically when you know what's coming. I think that's how you're defined. So hopefully we can keep it going because we've done a good job of that, and then obviously get on the winning side of these things.
After watching the tape, what do you think about Brock's performance?
I thought he played a good football game. I thought that he did a number of things that were really good. He delivered the ball on third down. I think we were 50%. There's some things we can do better on third down as a unit, but I thought he did a nice job on third down. I thought he directed the offense very well. I thought he made some good downfield-type throws, in-cuts, things like that I thought were really good. I thought that he scrambled very, very well. The one on the sideline where he lowered the shoulder on the guy and then we went for it on fourth down and got it. That was a big scramble. Good play. So I think he played one of his better games.
How's John Simon doing? I think he's one of the only guys that didn't go back in that had an injury.
Yeah, he's pretty banged up, Aaron. I think that would be something that we'll have to see later in the week here, but he's pretty banged up.
Bill, there's an article out today that J.J. Watt wrote. He talks about recharging, getting ready to come back. He also mentioned some injuries, a serious staph infection. Do you have any details you can tell us on that?
You know, I really try not to get into too much of that. I think that's if you want to ask J.J. about it, you know, obviously you can do that. I just, you know, look, J.J.'s working very hard to be back here in 2017. I don't think he'll be back here this year, although, you know, technically you could bring him back in January, something like that. But we're not going to do that. He'll be back in 2017. He's in the building today. He's in good spirits and working hard to be better than ever in 2017. As far as the list of injuries and all those things, that's probably a better question for him.
Would you get him down here so we can ask him?
Amy, that's not my lane. I try to stay in my lane, John.
Bill, you had mentioned Osweiler scrambling in addition to the way he played. Do you think that was overall one of his better games that you've had him for, and how do you feel about him lowering his right shoulder on that run?
Well, look, I think that he does play the game in an intelligent way. So when he does something like that, you know, he's doing it to try to make a play for the team, and I thought the way that he leveraged himself on that play was okay. You know, you don't want him doing that four or five times a game, but it was right there at the first down marker, and I thought he made a heck of a play. And yes, I like I said to John, I think it was, I think he played one of his better games, and I think if he can continue to keep getting more comfortable, better and better with our offense, you're going to see improvement every week.
Is the consolation for losing you're still in first place by yourself? And kind of talk about what's in store for here on out, considering you guys still hold the key to what happens to you.
Yeah, no, I think we're still in good shape. You know, it was a tough game to lose, John. I can tell you that. I mean, I look in the mirror and think about things that I could have done better overall. I think the players played their hearts out. Tough game to lose. But at the same time, there's a lot to build on from that game, if that makes sense. I mean, there were a lot of good things done in that game by the Houston Texans. And so there is a lot of season left. Very, very good San Diego team. Another team coming off a bye, which is difficult. But, you know, we'll have a short week here with Thanksgiving. But I know our guys will be energized and ready to go. The feeling in that locker room after the game was, you know, there's a lot of football left and a lot to build on from that game. So being in first place is a good thing. The other teams in the division, you know, playing pretty decent. So we've got to understand what's coming down the road here. But the first thing is San Diego and getting a good start on them on Wednesday.